morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Super. We have a little rain here outside New York City, but it's a warm day.
Well, down here in Georgia, it's been raining, but we really can't complain after last summer. So.
Well, that means we're going to have great produce, right?
Exactly. It means it's always time to go to the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
And so, speaking of food, I mean, when it comes to, say, making over the fridge with kind of the premium, honest foods, what are some good tips for my listeners this morning?
Well, I think of four categories when I do my fridge makeover. And what's great about having your fridge stocked with healthy things is, you know, when you reach in for a snack or you're ready to cook your meal, that you're already set up, and that's half the battle. Because I know a lot of people out there think that eating healthy can be a challenge, but sometimes it's just about the choices when you go to the grocery store. So the four categories are dairy, meat, vegetable, and fruit. So on the dairy side, you want to go through your list, go through your fridge and check it out. Make sure that you have reduced fat products, that, you know, instead of the whole milk, you want to shoot for skim milk. Maybe you have cheese and you want to skim down on that, use a 2% cheese. With meat, I love turkey. There's all sorts of great turkey products out there that are super low in fat. Turkey pepperoni, turkey bacon, ground turkey, chicken's great fish. Those are all low-fat proteins that are healthy to cook with and a great, especially if you have cholesterol issues. Fruit. Fresh fruit's great. I know sometimes it can be expensive for folks on a budget. And one tip I always tell listeners is to go ahead and get some really fresh juices. That's a great thing to cook with. They're flavorful. Have a glass of juice instead of reaching for that candy bar in the afternoon, because you're going to get tons of vitamins. And, you know, it tastes sweet. It's naturally sweet, but it comes along with health benefits. And there's plenty of wonderful healthy products out there that are, you know, ready to go that you can buy in your local grocery store. One of the products I recommend is Simply Orange. I make a lot of marinades. I cook with it, and I also do drinks for the summer when I have friends over. And then last, but of course not least, is the veggie area, and that's, for me, the focal point of my cooking. So I always make sure I stock my fridge with fresh vegetables, spinach, broccoli, carrots. Those are, you know, my winning vegetables. Packed with nutrition, can make hundreds of recipes, versatile. Sometimes I just, you know, if I need a quick snack, I grab a carrot and I run out the door and munch on that while I'm headed into the city.
And so what other steps should my listeners be taking this summer to try and basically start that makeover and kind of begin a healthier lifestyle?
Well, I think the easiest thing to do is really just sit down and make a list of what's already in your fridge and see where you can do substitutions. I call them swap outs. And, you know, I know, you know, you might be concerned about the flavor of foods. But again, really in terms of taste, there's not a huge difference between products, say, like a full-fat cream cheese versus a reduced-fat cream cheese. And you could be saving literally tons of fat, grams of fat per week. So you also want to look at, I call it the repeat offender. So if there's something in your fridge that maybe isn't as healthy that you're eating on a regular basis, that is the thing you absolutely want to swap out. But you don't want to deny yourself those things. You know, I wasn't always the skinny chef. I've definitely suffered from weight problems, and I know what it's like, you know, to really want to have that snack. And if you don't have something readily available, that's where you tend to order out or get that pizza or go for the fast food.
So just by keeping things close at hand will kind of help curve that and keep temptation at bay somewhat.
Exactly. And also, you just know that you have something on hand. And, you know, if you're a parent and your kids come home from school and you hear them saying, oh, I'm hungry, you know, you always have a snack in there ready for them to go. Maybe you have some vegetables cut up with their favorite dip. You have a low-fat dressing ready for them to go. You're going to have guests this weekend, or somebody's coming in from out of town and you want to do some grilling. You know, summer's here, entertaining, you know, and you want something fast and quick. So, and there's lots of things that you can do ahead with, you know, healthy food. You can steam your vegetables ahead. You have your juices on hand. And I have, you know, a list of other things I use for marinades that combine great with juices. You can use olive oil. There's so many options with the, you know, once your fridge is stocked, then you know that you don't have to spend time running out with, you know, to shop for new things.
And is there like a rule of thumb when looking at some of these products to say, okay, I should go with this one over this one?
Absolutely. I mean, you definitely want to look at the fat, calories, Sugar is also another thing. And, you know, we want to keep in mind around 2,000 calories a day. And, you know, I've never been good at math, so I know that can be tricky. So portion size is another way that you can control your calorie and fat intake. And with a portion size, I tell people a cup is about a half a coffee mug, just if you're, you know, eyeballing it to make it easy.
Excellent. And where can my listeners go for more information?
There's the website, simplyorange.com, which has some of my favorite products on it. And also, if you're looking for recipes or tips, you can visit my site, which is skinnychef.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning and speaking with myself and my listeners.
Thank you, Matt.
Have a great day.
You too.